Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
What is a rising number of older Americans at risk for that you probably don't think about? We'll come and talk about that on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. We're always brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can use Persona just like I do for my personalized supplements. Want to have some fun? Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized to you, just for you. Go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com/Roizen. I am Dr. Roizen, but if you do /Roizen, you get a 50% discount on your first order. Should you throw your toothbrush out after being sick, and how soon after being sick? Bacteria may be a player in diabetes among the very obese. This is a fascinating story. The 10 worst foods and the 5 best if you have diabetes. Cancer death rates are falling 1.5% a year in America for women. What about men? And adults, not just teens, like dessert-flavored e-cigarettes. What does that mean for smoking? Pounds gained in midlife weigh heavily on your lungs. And a new study does show whether Alcoholics Anonymous is effective. What do you need to know about that if you know someone who is an alcoholic? And one of my favorite stories of the week I'm going to end with, that is the benefits of hot yoga and who shouldn't do it. And by the way, suicidal thoughts among young kids are higher than believed. Talk to your children about suicide. 1 in 10 has serious suicidal thoughts. Talk to them about it and about how they can get help and you can help them. Sometimes they don't want help from you, but talk to them about the suicide hotline. Okay, let's get to those. Again, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com. And thank you for downloading us. Should you throw away your toothbrush? Yeah, that's right. Within a couple of days, you should, even though most of the bacteria that live on a toothbrush are anaerobic, meaning they die in the presence of oxygen. But if you have a particle, a food particle they bury themselves in, they can cause disease in others or periodontal disease in you. So yes, throw it away, and don't share toothbrushes. I see people on trips who say, I forgot the toothbrush, honey. Can I borrow yours? Don't let them borrow it. Bacteria may be a player in the very obese. What's the take home here? Please do whatever you can to get thin. Go to What to Eat When or WhenWay.com and find out how you can do that by eating during a time-restricted fashion of, like me, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., 8 hours a day. Turns out that the bacteria material break through your intestine, go to your fat hanging off your stomach and to your liver, and cause insulin resistance, making it harder to lose weight and more likely for you to get the side effects of glucose, more likely for you to get diabetes. When you get thin, it all goes away. We don't know the mechanisms of all of these things. And maybe taking bovine colostrum can help repair your stomach so you get thinner while you're doing that time-restricted eating. Very interesting study this week on bovine colostrum. Yeah, it's sold and it's purified and it seems to decrease upper respiratory infections, and that gut bloating and leaky gut syndrome, too. Important data. The top 10 worst foods, sweetened drinks, designer or specialty coffee like frappuccinos or cappuccinos, whole milk. Why? It's got a lot of sugar in it as well as a lot of fat, and the two together are really bad. Hot dogs. They're high in sodium. packaged lunch meats. Oh, God, that's one of the worst foods you can ever think of. Sweetened cereals, regular pancake syrup, sherbet. This is one that I was surprised at. It has twice as much sugar in it as most ice creams do. Fast food, baked potatoes with all the fixins. Yeah, they have a lot of junk in those fixins. And anything fried. Those are the 10 baddies. What about the 5 best? Sweet potatoes, cruciferous vegetables, legumes, nuts, and berries. Beans, nuts, and berries, as well as cruciferous vegetables and sweet potatoes. Find ones you love and because they love you back.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
What are rising number of older Americans at risk of? It's vision loss. That's right. There are a lot of people who have vision problems who aren't getting treated for it. The point is, it's important to get a comprehensive eye exam. All of these conditions, if you will, glaucoma, diabetic, cataracts, and macular degeneration are all covered by Medicare and Medicaid and are treatable and help you restore higher quality of life. Don't fall for one of them. If you're getting older, you need to get these under treatment so you don't lose your vision. Cancer rates fell 1.5% a year in the last 10 years for women and 1.8%. Yay! This is celebrated wellness story of the week. Or we might say it's a longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. Maybe it's both. Because cancer death rates have continued to fall. 1.8% per year in men. 1.5% a year in women. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Yay. And a lot of that is due to medical treatment, but a lot of it is due to you being aware that you can do something. You can change your diet, eating more fruits and vegetables, getting thinner, exercising a little, even after cancer, helps survivorship. But even better if you do it beforehand. And of course, the biggie, stress management and sleep. Adults, not just teens, like dessert-flavored e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes have been a killer during, and vaping and smoking are all killers during the recent coronavirus. If you expect the coronavirus to come back or more viruses to get mutate and more problems as we do, make sure you get rid of smoking, vaping, and e-cigarettes. Bad news. And people are doing, they can't tolerate it, so they go to the flavored, it's horrible, the bubblegum flavored e-cigarettes. Many smokers quit before weight loss surgery. That's a good thing, but they start up again afterwards. That's a bad thing. That ruins the weight loss surgery. Don't start it. Tobacco is too easy to get hooked on. Pounds in midlife And to do this, the researchers followed more than 3,000 adults between 20 and 44 that they followed for 20 years. People who gained weight during middle age ended up with less good lung function as they got older. On the other hand, people who were overweight and lost weight got better lung function as they got older. The key point is stay at a normal weight all the time, and you'll be best for your lungs. That's the best thing you can do for your lungs. A new study published by the Cochrane database showed that Alcoholics Anonymous is pretty damn good, 60% better than any other program they were able to find enough data on, for getting people to get and stay sober from alcohol. Now, you say 60% wouldn't be much if it was 2% to 3.2%, but it's going from 20 to 32% is an awful big jump and is important. Alcoholics Anonymous, a wonderful program. I suppose the next story we should talk about is one on adding lavender to your diet. Yeah, lavender somehow is a great benefit at decreasing inflammation, muscle or joint strain, and even chest pain. I didn't know lavender had all those other benefits other than making you feel full or letting you feel full, but apparently it's got a lot of other benefits. That is the lavender smell. The last story I'm going to talk about, benefits of hot yoga. Yeah, it's cardiac program, it's meditation, it's resistance training, all rolled into one. Who shouldn't do it? People who aren't in shape, because it is in a hot room. So test it out first. Go in there for a little bit without doing any exercise. Just see if you can stay in the hot room. And then gradually do the exercise. It's like lifting, it's like shoveling snow in the winter. Work up to it. That is, train for it, and maybe you'll be able to do more. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen with another, what I think is interesting, You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. We are always brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized to your need by taking the free online assessment at mypersona.com. Luis, thanks for great engineering, but especially thanks to you, the listener, for downloading us. Do rate us. And you can rate Louise a 5+, 5 out of 5, all the time for great engineering. Thanks again.